This nigga Ron. What's up with it, Ron?
Shit, man. You know, listening to Malcolm X audio book.
Did you just do one of these? Man. Like,
I gotta get it together, though.
I told you were finna come in and hit that house, boo.
All right, y'all. Here we go. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right. What's up? You're watching Half Woke News. We're talking about Clubhouse today. Who's on Clubhouse? I am. Everybody is. We all are.
I'm on that bitch.
I'm on there, but I'm not active. You know, kind of like with these niggas. They there, but I ain't really active.
That's kind of like me. I'm on there, but I'm more the dude that's in the back of the class.
Yeah.
Just not saying. Don't. I'm not raising my hand. Don't look at me. I'm not
finna. You in the back,
half out loud.
Yeah, we in the back minding our business listening, but you know, you got me on it, Sin. But okay, let me talk about it. Okay, the Clubhouse app. Okay, is black swag being exploited? That's what we need to know. That's the real issue. Okay, because Clubhouse is an invite only drop in audio chat where users enter virtual rooms where they can discuss basically anything. So it's not like a normal three way, it's like a whatever way, you know what I'm saying? Black users like Felicia Horowitz and Chris Lyons both played key roles in inviting black heavy hitters to the Clubhouse. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to kind of be VIP to get in. You know what I'm saying? It does make you feel special that, like, people only get one invite. And if you got that invite, you the one. Hey, you the one. But no, as more and more black users joined the app, the number of rooms started to grow. And so, too, did the creativity within these rooms. So now the Clubhouse started using black artist Bomani X's face as the app icon. And founders Paul Davidson and Rohan Seth basically are like, Clubhouse will begin the first test around monetization, you know, basically the tip-in tickets, subscriptions, all that stuff, kind of like Patreon. So, you know, they trying to get their little Patreon on.
Yeah. Plus
they $1 billion, y'all.
Right. So that was basically like the facts of what's been going on with Clubhouse. You know, people were really upset at how fast they were growing and how much money they were making. And their publicist is great because they immediately came out with the story like, well, we about to start playing black creators. And then recently, even this week, they started being like, well, look at all of these black creators who are blowing up on Clubhouse and who are getting this and getting that. Like, their publicist is on it, releasing hella stories about the success of black people on Clubhouse.
I mean, but whenever you put black people in any field, the black people could be on a hockey rink. Do y'all see how these black people is taking over the hockey? It don't matter what we do. We gonna be number one. We don't know how else to come.
Period.
That's exactly what I was gonna say, dog. It's like I heard Master P saying, like, oh, we don't support black stuff like this and black stuff like that, and we do find it difficult to support black things for whatever reason. But exactly what Teddy said is the case. It's like we don't purposely make shit sweet. That's just okay, how it be.
This is a super side note, and we'll get right back to Clubhouse. But I did see that Master P was working with one of the black engineers who like designed the Tesla car, and he's working on like one of the first black created sports car. And I mean, I was kind of hyped about that shit. But
you should. Yes, be create. I mean, be hyped. And Master P know we support his black. We've been supporting him since he's been out the trunk. So
right. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Calio projects.
Yeah, Cali. So we know you and we like you, we support, you know, regardless of how bootleg, how we act, how late we are, whatever. Like, if we in it, like Teddy said, if we in it, you gonna win it. You know what I'm saying? So we can't be mad at it.
If there was a black man bucket list, Master P has done everything. Everything. This nigga done rapped, hoop, been in the league, hundreds of millions.
Damn, I forgot that.
College. Shit.
If you kids, rap, got their own money.
Hoop,
he got his own shoes.
You got your own noodles. Fuck shoes. Ooh, he got his own noodles.
Rap snacks.
And rap snacks is good ass chips too. That's the thing. The rap snacks are better than Lay's. They better than all the Doritos shit. Like rap snacks flavor and the thickness of the chips.
Man.
All the shit. The point is, black people do bring a lot of value to everything. That's why they're like, yeah, come on in with the urban. Yeah, throw your little urban thing in there. Yeah, go too far. We love it. You know what I'm saying? Because we are the ones. But the point is, people who were smart about this and who really got on it, they making money. You know what I'm saying? We always sitting there like, nah, that ain't gonna do nothing. I ain't investing in that, man, whatever. And now they out here winning. The more I read, I see that we should have been investing in something, right. You know?
A lot of times things got to be broken down like on a simple level for us to just jump on it. Like when that whole Dogecoin shit, you know, took off, like it was very easy to just be like, Dogecoin.
That's what it's called. The lady who did my eyebrows was just talking about it today. Yeah. She was just talking about
it. Oh, my nigga been calling it Dogecoin for hell. You messed with that Dogecoin?
Oh, yeah, well, that's part of the joke. Like, if you see the founders, some of them call it Dogecoin, Dogecoin, Dogecoin. All of it was a fucking joke. But the point is, it was so easy to invest in that cryptocurrency that niggas just bought it up. And hell, I even bought some shit and made some shit. But like, I didn't know when Clubhouse was like, was small. I didn't know about it until it was hot when Black people got on it. So it's like, we got to find a way to get in on the ground level and then we can invest in it.
There were certain celebrities who were involved, I think, and were investors. I think Meek Mill was one of them. It was some of them, because I was surprised at how many of them were just on there telling their business. And I thought Tory Lanez was one of the investors, but I think he was just Jane Louie on there talking. Like, I think he was just...
It was a lot. The boy, hey. Dudes be talking.
I mean, 2 a.m. talking. Like...
All night. Like, y'all don't have real life friends?
Like, and that's what it is. That's what it boils down to. You think you just on here being cool and entertaining. You look lonely than a hoe. You know what I'm saying? You look like it's nothing going on in your life if you got that much time to dedicate to this. But did y'all see where they said Elon Musk got on that bitch the other night?
I almost
sold invites. They still got hella invites left. I was about to raffle them bitches off.
Shame. Yeah, now that's big.
But then, but people who are in the Black tech world are very upset about it. And then Elon Musk getting involved in it, they feel like, oh, so now you about to sell on how to sell Black culture. Like, it's just like, they're still very upset at this because the amount of revenue and investments that I guess, because I'm still trying to learn this whole Silicon Valley app world shit. But, you know, like a lot of shit in America, Black people aren't getting a fair shake. And that's not fair because a lot of Black engineers and app creators, they come up with really dope apps, really creative, really cool. But if you can't get the funding and you don't have all these other people who take your little $10 million thing and keep investing to $1 billion,
right,
you're never going to reach it. That's why one of the people's like Isaac Hayes that I wanted on here. I know he has his fan base app and he's raising stuff. Right. But my question for them is...
Isaac Hayes?
Junior, his son. Sorry. Okay.
You got to say, you got to add that, Cynthia. Isaac Hayes is not on Clubhouse. He is passed away.
I know.
My aunties is getting upset.
I know.
When did Isaac get a Clubhouse account?
Junior.
No, okay. We don't mean to like the rest in peace of that. But like, I know what you're saying. But like, shit, Teddy.
Shout out to Isaac Hayes too for introducing Scientology to Inglewood.
I guess so. Huh?
He the reason why hood niggas thinking the spaceships is coming back.
Thanans and stuff.
It is spaceships.
It is precious.
It is. Hey, y'all think Fabo is a Scientologist? That's why he was seeing spaceships on Bankhead.
Damn, was my nigga really a pioneer out here? Did we just forget?
help me.
Y'all, look, let's stay focused.
Oh, shit, this dude was reaching out for help.
He was in 2030, but look, so it really is fucked up because I don't know where the gap is other than like, I feel like if people invest in Clubhouse and there were Black celebrities who invested in Clubhouse, conceivably they should invest in the Black tech. Black tech is what the online millennials are calling it. That's the easiest way, I guess, for us to say it. But it's a big whole shit. Like the app world and all of that shit, like, they're not trying to fund Black creators who are making apps and who design dope shit. And that's not cool because how do you ever get ahead? And even Clubhouse, the one question, like they was all talking about all the dope shit they're doing. But when they asked them if they had somebody who was black on their board of executives. It was like, no comment. Like, fuck, man.
You know what that means. I plead the fifth. No comment. You know what I'm saying?
Right. My question is this, though, right? And it really is just a question. Like, do Clubhouse owe black people anything? Like, they just existed.
Nobody owes nothing.
Black people on it. And then we made it pop. And now we're like, y'all got black people on the board. It's like, we didn't ask niggas
shit. And then we mad because they popping.
Yep. Yeah, like, I'm not even saying that they don't.
We make it pop.
Yeah, but I'm not even saying they don't owe black people shit, but it's just like, at what point do we go like, just because we made some shit hot don't mean we get a piece of it?
But I think the main thing is they target it. You know what I'm saying? The black, that's what it said in there. It's basically like they reached out to the heavy hitters in Spike Word.
But who doesn't do that?
The heavy hitters are the black, you know what I'm saying, influence. So it's like, if you target us and like, okay, my goal is to do this, and you know, then it should be some type of, you know, like, you know what I'm trying to
like
say.
That's like every sector of business in America. The number one export of America is black culture. So it's like, that's where you make your dollar. That's literally the foundation of America, is just black people building shit and fuck black people. Like, there's no point of a gated community if you ain't got nobody to keep out. Black people are the keep out. So everything that is in America is because of black people somehow, some way. We just got to find a way to like, to monetize our coolness. The fact that, you know, we are
like Master the thing P. that,
yeah, that, we are the thing that inflates shit. We got to find a way to do that. That's what I'm saying,
too. With that app, we need to, like, build our own. You know, the way people build their own. They have their own app. Shout out to Kev on stage. People who really, like, look, I'm going to do my own thing. Yeah. Like, y'all don't want to help me? I help myself. I'm going to hustle. I'm going to save. And then I'm going to bust a move. And we need to quit looking for them to save us.
We got to learn how to just learn when shit just ain't cool. Like, before, when stuff would be like, oh, this ain't cool, we off of that. A lot of times we stick around. Like, we was being supposed to boycott Gucci. We was being supposed to boycott all kind of other spots. And we never got around to it. We did it maybe a week or so. You feel me? So it's like,
you said
we stand strong.
You feel me?
You said if we boycotted Clubhouse immediately when we start feeling some type of way, they would have changed something? Because how would we galvanize?
I think they did, Ron. I think they, like, these rumblings, you know, we're talking about this now, but this is already, there's blog and articles about it. Like, people in the black community who are full woke on this shit, you know, they've already been like, this is fucked up. Look at that. And I'm telling you, they have been like, all right, we're going to try to start paying creators. Okay, they're putting more initiatives forward for racial equality. They're like doing shit to put out the little fires before it turns into a big hole. Shit, that's why we're talking about it now, to be like, yo, that ain't cool though.
They acted like, and they got the most notifications in the world.
Hold on, talk about it, Teddy, because that's a fact. They did shit I didn't even know motherfuckers could do if you're not in the app. I didn't know you could ping me if I said don't notify me.
Right, I'm getting notifications. I just saw something at the top of my screen said 21 Savage has a how to spoil your man room. Come on, my nigga.
What? I'm so notifications.
21 Savage is talking to the Slaughter Gang room about spoil your man. Tap in to listen. That's what it says.
Tap in to listen. Wow.
21 Savage. 21. Yeah. One that keeps
Have they made it for Androids yet? Because I've heard about it.
I think that's the next thing that they're trying to do. It's also starting to blow up in Japan as well. The app is.
Oh, that's the Clubhouse I need to be on so I can learn a new language.
I'll tell you what, though, all this shit just made me think about something. It would be very dope if we had, like, if we elected a person president of the black community and, like, they could funnel shit down and then just tell us to do stuff when we're supposed to do it. Like, we was like, you know what? Fuck it. The Rock, or maybe not The Rock, I don't know, fucking Sean King is the president for black people, and we just use Twitter and Facebook, the same shit Donald Trump did, and then we just elect him, and then when he say, yo, we off that shit, and then we can just one fell swoop just start moving.
Nobody's gonna agree.
I don't know how we can do that.
Nobody's gonna agree. Like,
no, we just need a smart tech person, fool. We need somebody to make us a Clubhouse, but it need to be like, you know what I'm saying, a high house, you know what I'm saying, but it's black. And everything black, and even if you ain't high, you learn shit and you get high off of the fruit or the knowledge that you talk about in the room. You know what I'm saying? But we need to lie by us.
If nobody's going to agree, how do we get people to agree?
You don't tell them it's up. You just do it. That's what I'm saying. We don't be knowing what we're doing. We just be like, get some new shit. Jump on it. Hey, I'm going to invite you. Come through. You know what I'm saying? We can't.
Hey, that's a good idea, Precious. You got to act like white people. This is white shit. Yeah, this is new app or some Asian. You got to act like it ain't from us, and then we'll accept it quicker. I don't know why.
Yeah. Like that. That's not cool.
It's just how it is. And then that's later, you'll be proud that you was part of some black shit. You know what I'm saying?
But you know that movie about the banks? Who was in it? And they had to send the white man to go buy the bank for him because black people couldn't buy banks back in the day.
Damn, I know what you're talking about, but I can't.
I forget the name of it. It was on Apple TV.
Maybe I didn't see it.
I forget the name. I think Jamie, was in it. I forget. But yeah, they had to go, send the filler out there to go get the work done.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to be hard for us to get things as a unit if we don't move as a unit somehow. Like, for whatever reason, and this is not like in a mean way, but white people seem to have a hive mind. They just happen to do and operate the same way up until this whole past shit. But black people, we just all out here doing our own thing. And then the only thing we do collectively,
this shit.
We all over this, the place.
We just be out here. And the only thing we do in unison is complain. We'll move in unison. True. So how we gonna benefit in unison if we out here fucking cutting the rug and jigging, and the only thing we do together is complain?
Well, and it's just
we just told you, don't tell us.
Facts, but it comes down to shit like this. Like, there weren't even places online that were able to talk about this. It was the same tired ass news that they wanted us to see, on the TV stations or whatever. There wasn't the online world. There wasn't apps of trading stocks and doing shit. Like, black people are able to do more than ever, and information is key. And motherfuckers gotta watch shit like this and be like, oh yeah, we can make this hot. So maybe not jump on every single thing or try to do this. Like, just be more mindful of your power. Like, even they was talking about black people. Go ahead, Teddy.
No, I was gonna let you finish. That's why I put my church finger up.
I know.
I was just saying, man, I feel like another thing, we gotta slow down with how quick we just absorb a new app.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because we done gave Facebook all our information, Twitter, they know all our feelings. Everybody know everything about us. And then we get the Clubhouse. So now we got to be even more, vulnerable and letting people in. And I just think it's dangerous when you let a bunch of people in that don't know or care nothing about you.
And that's normal just on pictures and stuff. I think of that with kids on pictures. They are cute kids. The people who aren't crazy in the mind who trying to abduct them. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you got a whole page dedicated to somebody who could be really plotting on your kid or whatever your shit is,
Are the black apps though? Like, when they say we don't support black apps, what are they? I know Kevin Stage.
Nigga, well, listen, there was one
had a auto-tune app for a minute. That was one of the first big apps.
He did. I remember.
That's
that.
The point. I was playing with that one in church. We just need to get together and throw it out there and throw it to the
know. There was one called Calendly or something like that, and I know that was raising it, and I think it had reached an estimate of worth $1 billion or something like that. But it was designed by a black team, and it was for companies to do calendar shit, just organize calendars and shit. And I was proud of that. I'm not involved in it at all. I was proud of that, but I was proud of that because I'm like, damn, it's not even a social media app or an entertainment app. This is just some shit, that a company can use. And you don't think of that, but now it's worth almost $1 billion. I know there was another app I was trying to look into called Black Unicorn. I don't know
what that is. Good question before I don't know if we wrap it out. What happened to Black Planet? Why they didn't catch up to where we are?
I was sitting here thinking
MySpace, Twitter, they missed all kind of errors they could have formed into. And we would have been on our own shit. But
we gotta get something, dog. If we can't elect a motherfucking black president, we gotta at least have a black fucking
It's a Black Planet app in the app store. I wonder if that's the same thing.
All right, I'm finna download it.
I don't know.
We should all download it. It says Black Planet. It says meet new people.
I think that might be a dating app, you know what I'm saying?
It says socialize, meet new men and women for friendship, networking, and dating.
Yeah, they fucking, fool. That's some like swipe right, swipe left, Tinder. You know what I'm saying?
We gotta have a website, dog. We gotta have some website somewhere where we can just put our shit out there together, other than Twitter, because they just can, they can moderate that shit. I don't know. This shit is scaring me. I'm thinking about Malcolm X and shit right now. Quit
complaining. Because if you complaining, you can make a better way. Think of a better way and then come through with it. Get your little small circle together. Let's plot and plan. That's what everybody doing. Yeah, I think this stuff just named a pearl. That's somebody we know. But they know we ain't gonna buy from them. So they threw a name on them. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. And we're gonna have some black tech people on here. We're gonna start promoting some people. You know, stop laughing, Pete. We're gonna do it.
No, for real.
We're really gonna do it. No, we are. We're gonna try to support people, and I want to learn more about the shit and who to invest in, and you know what we're gonna do. Because my thing is, what are these companies gonna do different than Clubhouse? Like, okay, so if we give you the money and we give you the power, is it gonna be the same as if we gave it to the white people, or what's the difference?
Right. Right. Who cares? At least they black. I got an idea. I'm gonna throw this out there. Anybody gets to take it, because I'm not gonna do it. I got these jokes to write. Somebody Clubhouse, needs to make an app. Come talk. Okay, I like that. Somebody make an app where wherever you at, you can just hit near me, and this probably exists already, but I ain't got no iPhone, so I'm late. Oh, where you just find out wherever you at, and you can just see all the black businesses and the black, like, not necessarily registered businesses. That way, anywhere you go, you can support black. So it's like, here's a black vegan restaurant, and this nigga, like, sell dime bags. That's probably illegal, but you see what I'm saying? Just whatever.
Call it niggas near me.
Niggas near me.
Ooh, niggas so near good. Me. Now, so the fact good. That we just said this on camera means we got copyrights to it, but I'm saying, y'all just call me Teddy Sin or Precious, and then, you know, let's start this bitch.
We will take you to you need to feel safe wherever you are.
Go straight to Apple.
Niggas near me.
Nigga food, nigga love, nigga.
All right, well. Y'all, we're going to get more involved in this. We're going to go to Silicon Valley, see if NNM, that's probably what they could say in the app store. I don't know if they could put the whole app out. But so let us know what you think about this. Are you on Clubhouse? Are you using it? Do you feel like they are using black culture? How can we use black culture to actually monetize it for everybody? What does that realistically mean for the community of people? Leave some ideas in the comments below. Keep tuning in. We'll be back every Friday with a new episode of Half Woke News. I'm Cynthia Luciette.
I'm Ron Taylor.
I'm Precious.
I'm Theodore. Holla at your boy.
See you next time.